VWA Mobile.
And for VWA KB2HXS.
KST, you need a wind or broke? Good morning, Dave.
What?
The winder broke. Come on, bud. Think back into the recesses of that deep, deep thought brain. And you don't remember Ernest T. Bass?
No, I'm sorry. I don't go back that far. No, I apologize.
Okay. Well, I guess being from New York, you didn't watch Andy of Mayberry.
Oh, I did. I did. And I watched, you know, I watched it from time to time. I just wasn't, I wasn't one of those fanboys that watched it every time it came on and, you know, I can't recite lines or anything like that, you know. Not like I can with Star Trek.
Okay. But anyhow, Ernest T. Bass is that little mountain boy that come into town and was after Thelma Lou. And, if he didn't like you, he'd come by and break one of your windows.
What's late for you?
What are you up to today, Piggin?
Get late. This is one of the reasons why, you know, when I'm on the repeater, I try and speak slow, because I know you folks in this area have a hard time with my accent. So I gotta slow it down just a little bit so you understand what I'd be saying.
You have been assimilated, because when I talk fast, you're not keeping up anymore.
No, not really. No, actually, I just got done with a service call. People's heat wasn't staying on and whatnot, so I had to go over and clean up a furnace, a gas furnace. It was a drain line was a little plugged and a couple of the nice little things I had to do, change a flame sensor and whatnot. And now I'm heading home.
For the goodness of your heart, right?
Yeah, right after that, they paid me.
Pretty rotten Republican capitalist.
I have a good comeback for that. But I guess I fall into that category a little bit, you know. I got to go home and do a brake job on the wife's car. I got my floor jack back from the chillings yesterday. So, as soon as she gets home, she went out this morning for a little bit. And as soon as she gets home, I'll do a brake job on her car. that's a piece of cake. I got all my tools laid out. I got the compressor ready to go. And bang, bang, boom, get it done.
I've got the perfect comeback for a remark like that. I proudly resemble that remark, thank you very much. And I'm taking my transit down to the body shop today. Going a little bit to get a little paint and body done on it for it. So, doesn't that sound like just so much fun?
Yeah, what happened to the transit that you have to get body work done?
W2T.
I don't know. I guess I should paint a bullseye on the thing. Somebody caught it right there in the front of the rear wheel and put a little dent right there on the front of the wheel. And then somebody backed into it over in a Target parking lot over in Spartanburg. And so I got to get a... It didn't dent it, but apparently before I got the thing, it had a little repair right there, and it had like an eighth of an inch layer of Bondo in about a 6-inch round area, and it cracked the Bondo, so I'm getting that fixed. I'm getting the dent in the side, which is not much, but it just irritates me. And then I'm getting the nose, where all the rock chips are, repainted. So, getting it, you know, spruced up a little bit. So... Anyhow, I've got an alternative to Rodney, and I'll let you see how these guys do. They've done some other work for me in the past, and they've done a nice job. They did it on my son-in-law's truck. So maybe we can have two sources for that type of thing in the future. Go ahead there, Rusty.
Morning, Dave. Dave, can you give me a call when you get a chance today?
Absolutely. I'm heading back to the house now. Let me get settled in, and I'll give you a buzz. But, yeah, tell Rodney I said, hey, you know, he did the front-end work on my car. He did an outstanding job. But I tell you what, he's a real good paint shop. And there's another fella on the repeater here. The other Dave, I can't think of his call letters right now. I think he brought a vehicle over to Rodney, too. You know who I'm talking about. But, yeah, Rusty, I'll give you a buzz here. Give me about 30 minutes, and I'll give you a call.
On W2T clear.
That's NXY. KF4 NXY, Dave. Lives down in Anderson. He was painting a truck for him, and I think he did a pretty good job. You know, I haven't talked to Dave since he got it finished, but Rodney does real good work. But, I don't know, seems like his prices have gone up some since he's under the situation he's under. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, no, I know completely. I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, you know, catch up with him because I wanted to get a price for Sally's car, my wife's car, to get that spruced up and maybe throw a coat of paint on, maybe. He was telling me that, man, parts, paint has gone up. I mean, everything's gone up for him, you know, material-wise. It's just crazy.
Guys over here in Spartanburg, I'll let you see what they do when I get it back. But they're only charging me $1,300 for all of that.
Wow, Rodney, that's all Rodney's charging you?
I'm doing it. Some guys over here in Spartanburg are doing it. Rodney was $1,850.
Oh shoot. Okay. Well, take before and after shots, and you know. Take some pictures with your phone and then see. I'd be interested maybe to bring Sally's car to them and get a second opinion.
Yep. Well, and like I said, your own mind. So, anyhow, it sounds like you're going to continue being a dirty rotten capitalist with another job today.
Oh, not today. I'm just going home to do a brake job on the wife's car. And then I got to meet up with Jimmy. We got to go and take a look at a job this evening when the gentleman gets home from work. And then I got another little service call or a couple service calls on Friday. And that's what I got so far this week.
I was talking about that future phone call you're making.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I'm coming up to town here. I'm on 14, just crossed over 85, and I'm heading to the bank.
I'm picking up that other Yazoo handheld tomorrow afternoon at about 4 o'clock. I'm thinking it carries the exact same battery, so anyhow, the radio does not have a charger with it. It's got one good battery, the radio. And it's already got a short whip on it. So, anyway, I'm picking up all that for 30.
Excellent. I may have an extra charger for that radio. Let me see. Let me dig in my boxes here and see what I got.
That would be good. And it's something that you don't have a need for right now?
Well, I've got multiple chargers for the radios I have, but let me see if I have I may have a third one. Let me see.
Yeah, if you do, bud, I appreciate it. How much you want for it?
I'll call you on it later.
Roger. So you're downtown Greer?
What's that?
You're down in Greer?
I am, I'm passing where, the junction of Buncombe Road here in 14, and I'm going to be at the bank in a second.
Well, hey, how is the traffic on Wade Hampton right now, 29?
I don't know. I'm not near it.
Well, I thought maybe you might have crossed over 29 at some point.
No, I'm on 14. You know where 14 crosses Buncombe right there where that big church is? That's where I is. Yeah, I'm just passing. What is that? I think that's. Oh, that's Mutz. Ooh, Mutz is. My Mutz is busy.
Well, hey, you know, I used to. You know, I just said cool, cool, cool. Well, I used to put KKK, you know, for cool, cool, cool. And people kept thinking, what is your relation to the Ku Klux Klan? I'm going, what? I know. It's amazing the direction some people's minds go in.
Yeah, I'm not even going to entertain a comment for that one because, you know, it may rile some people up, and I don't really want to do that. But I understand completely.
There may be some of that still going on in North Carolina up around Greensboro, but it's not around here anymore. It's basically snuffed out in South Carolina, to my knowledge.
Anything of it. I mean, heck, you know. I've never been involved in anything like that, and I never will.
70s, I had a guy say, well, you know, you ought to come on out here and visit with us. We're having a little bonfire picnic down at such and such. And I said, don't hold your breath.
Years and years ago, God, it's probably back in late 80s, early 90s, I was... you know, I was moving furniture back then. I think I was on US 30 going across the bottom of North Carolina getting to a customer's house. And I actually witnessed one of those type of meetings. I was at a four-way stop, and I just was rolling past the back of the house. You can see everybody in the hoods. I'm like, oh, my God, get me out of here.
Yep. Well, yeah, that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
35 years ago. I was like, no. I got a New York license plate on this truck. They'll come after me, too.
It wouldn't have anything to do with a New York license plate. They just come after you in general.
Right. Not to change the subject. I'm pulling into the bank here. Let me get out of here. I will catch you later. Have a fun day.
Hey, we're all squared up, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we're fine.
All right. Well, I haven't heard a word out of those folks down there, so apparently that was the issue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. All right, Steve, you have a good afternoon, and I'll catch you later. KN4VWA, KB2HXS. See y'all later. Y'all come back now.
You guys take it easy. Later. KN4VWA, mobile and torch Harper.
Homemobile, watch this.
Crackpots are on the repeater today.
Right in, come on in there. What's your call sign?
Mobile.
Now listen, come on, jump in there with us anytime. We make fun of everybody.
And the crackpots are on the repeater this morning, or I guess this afternoon now.
So, you out mobiling around?
Got some work to go do and want to check in with Mom and see how she's doing.
Yep. Well, I guess you heard I'm out doing my chores for the day. So, I got to go to Lowe's, I got to drop a vehicle off, I got to do this, and then I got to go home and do honeydew, and keep a fire going in the wood stove.
And then my car just told me, hey, check your engine. Well, the engine seems to be working just fine, so not sure exactly what... It didn't actually give me a message. Go figure.
You have to take it to a dealership and pay to get that message.
The time to change oil.
It's the nut behind the wheel.
The nut is behind the wheel. I mean, get it right.
Like you said, the crackpots are all on the radios. We're in now. I don't know if it's the Three Stooges or the Three Musketeers. I'll go with Stooges.
KB2HXS back in there. I'm at the line here at the bank. I figured I'd be rolling right on through, but I'm in line. I'm in.
That's a rarity these days.
Platinum in. You have to be a Star Trek fan to understand it.
Oh, yeah. I just caught it. Yes. Well, just, I wonder if they're going to be starting.
It burns real well, so maybe.
Good.
You guys are copying me. I'm over here in Spartanburg on 585, and I've just about lost the repeater. Are you getting me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Steve.
Lost a repeater. It's all the way up at Caesar's Head.
The signal of the repeater, not the actual repeater, because we can hear him on the input just fine.
Well, that explains a lot.
Straight, you know.
Where?
That's right. What does it say? I can't think of the right term, but... oh, goodness. If I think of it, I'll come back to it.
There's two. When people leave out commas and semicolons, good grief.
Details matter. That's what it is. Details matter.
To say, details follow decal down the well.
I can't say what my father used to say. I'd be thrown off the repeater.
Probably clean it up, you know, leave out the seven deadly words.
Oh, you're a George Collin fan.
I wouldn't say I'm a fan. It's more of some of his bits were really good.
Oh, I grew up listening to George Collin. My God, I had all the albums.
Old crackpot.
I'm an old crackpot, yeah. I'll be 61 this year.
I gotta quit hanging around people older than me.
I might be old, but I'm a hell of a lot of fun.
There's some security before I get there.
I'm semi-retired, and then sometimes I'm semi-retarded, so take your pick. What happened to Steve? Steve, you still in there or what?
I'm over here by the Spartanburg Regional Hospital, and the repeater is in and out, and I'm copying about every third word that you guys are saying, and this repeater is just horrible this morning.
Dusty, is it normally good over there?
Great.
It's falling over again.
Won't go there. I'm just a user. So anyway, I'm coming up top of a hill here. I'm hoping it's going to get a little bit better. Is my signal getting better now? Good. I was afraid I might be picket fencing pretty bad because, it didn't used to do this. I used to come over here and use it anywhere in downtown Spartanburg I needed to.
No, I actually know when the last time somebody put eyes on the repeater antenna, or any other repeater for that matter.
And I'm going to keep my comments to myself.
Technically, I'm still on the repeater committee.
I'm going to keep my comments to myself.
Oh, my. Anyway, it's beautiful out. I got my windows down. KB2HXS Mobile, downtown Greer.
Got that TMV71 radio for the repeater. I've got it ready to go. I'm going to bring it in on the meeting on first of the month.
Which radio is that? I know what you're talking about. Dave Watson already picked mine up a couple of weeks back.
Well, I'm still holding the other one, so they told me just bring it in the first of the month. In February, I bring it in and they take care of me then.
What is progress, at least?
That's progress. That's progress. And I'm hoping we're still going to make some really serious progress in the very near future.
Watson's found out where everything is.
Deserve comment on that also.
Started to now, so I guess he's got a little bit more free time.
Had free time. He is, that man's a coding genius, as in writing computer code, and he is engaged in some pretty amazing stuff. So, yeah, he's going to be tied up a little bit, but I don't believe that's the holdup.
A few days ago, he said Amy was making him do all of her honeydews, so imagine that consumes significantly more time than he can program.
from my personal observations, his priority list is number one, Amy. Number two, Amy's honeydew. Number three, anything else Amy has to say. And then number four, code. And anything below that, you know, he works in any time that he can. And that's, you know, that's not a bad priority list at this stage.
And, you know, I mean, he's got a, that man, you know, we talk about him enough, he might actually come back on the repeater. But, you know, he does a bunch of different stuff.
That last transmission, try it again.
Dave does a lot of different stuff. I mean, it's all, oddly enough, mostly tied together. It's either computers or radios.
Should be receiving you just full fighting, but I'm over here by the new Spartanburg City Police Department, and I was getting about every third word, so you may be in a bad area.
No, it's not him. It's the repeater. KP2A checks us.
I've got you full quieting, Dave.
Perfectly. I mean, you know, I heard every word. I'm just reserving my comments also.
Watch Dave or somebody. I should be full quieting, and I'm over by Dave Watson's house. Get you for a PTD member.
Mercy.
Let me see if I have this. KB2A checks as mobile. Now, I hear everybody full quieting because I haven't lost a repeater yet. A little bit coming through the middle of Greer, or Gur. Other than that, it's been, everybody's been in the input full quieting. I think it's more the output power. I don't know what the output power is running at this point, but that's probably what it is.
Now, I'm on 29, and I'm about a mile and a half out of downtown Spartanburg, back towards Greer, and I'm catching about every third word of yours, Dave. So, yeah, the output is having an issue this morning. Have you got me? Hey, have both of you got me?
Yeah, me too. Well, what are you driving? Are you driving the Transit still?
I am in my truck on a Yaesu 8900 with that nice tall CR 8900. It's not my equipment, baby.
Okay, I'm just checking. I mean, you know, I don't know, you know, I didn't realize what you were driving. I know that the little Transit, it's got that little 18-inch antenna or 22-inch antenna in the back. Anyway, I am on my block. I'm going to bid you to a fond adieu in 73, and I'm going to be out of here. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name the other station. This is KP2HXS, Dave. Over to you.
KJ4, Charlie Tango Delta.
Spoke before. All right, Wyatt, well, have a good day. Gentlemen, I'm out. KB2HXS clear.
Guys, I've just pulled up at the body shop at Spartanburg, and I got a jump. So I should be back in here in about 15 minutes or so. So if y'all are still in there, I'll hit you then. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
Okay, we'll catch you later. I'll be in the Ferris Mountain Shadow by the time you get back. KJ4, CTD Mobile.